Check it out. I got more lights on here than Charles got on her makeup table. Yep, I am definitely going to win. Best decorated vehicle with over 700,000 miles on it.
Cody, aren't you afraid you're going to blow all the circuits in the house?
No, not a problem, little cuz. Yeah. See, I'm pulling the juice straight off the main transformer in the street. All I got to do is plug this in. I got 100,000 volts of Christmas joy coming right into my van. Okay, and a 3, 2, and a 1. I love Christmas. Makes you feel warm all over.
JT! Oh, where's my number one pal, the code man?
Well, he's not gonna be able to work with us on this one.
Whoa!
Yeah, he had a little electrical mishap. Ran too much juice to his Christmas lights. Blew off his eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. I've been there, done that. Well, I'm gonna miss the code man, but I'm sure looking forward to selling these trees. There's nothing like the joy of the holiday season. Yo there, boss! Merry Christmas!
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho to you, too. All right, everybody, listen up. Now, look, you want to sell Christmas trees, the first thing you got to remember is to forget all of that holiday spirit, peace on earth, goodwill to men jive. We are here to make money. The more trees you sell, the more money you make.
I love that, sir.
Now, the good news is, people tend to turn into sentimental saps around Christmas time. So use that. Prey on their emotions. Make the kiddies cry if you have to.
Right on.
Just remember, sell, sell, sell.
Mr. Parker, what if somebody, like, really, really wants a tree, but they're kind of short on cash? Is it okay to offer them a Christmas discount?
No.
Okay. Say Mother Teresa shows up. And she has absolutely no money whatsoever. But all she'd like is a simple, tiny little tree as a symbol of hope to all the orphans of the world.
You give her a quarter and tell her to call somebody who cares.
I think that guy needs a hug.
I cannot believe you and Carol are setting me up with this Matt Crawford guy.
Al, this is not a setup. The Crawfords are old family friends of mine, and they're moving back here from California. And since you and Matt used to play a lot together when you were little kids, we thought it would be nice for you to spend some time with him.
Well, what if I already have a date?
Do you?
No. But give me 10 minutes, I'll find someone. Al! Oh, Al, look what I found. So cute. A picture of you and Matt Crawford taking a bath together when you were little. Oh, he's cute. No, that's me. He's the bald one eating the soap.
Come on, Al, don't be so negative. I think you guys are going to have a great time together.
Yeah, I met Matt when your father and I went to California last summer. He seemed like a terrific guy. Oh, I'm sure he's peachy keen. Just don't want to go on a date with him. It's not a date. We just want you to drive him around town. Show him the high school. Take him to the ballet. The ballet? Yeah, the Nutcracker. I bought tickets this afternoon. Front row center. Wear a dress.
Yeah, that's probably them.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
Buddy.
Good come to see
come
you.
Here, let me have your coats. Let me have your coats. How was your trip, huh?
It was fine, fine. We're just glad to be moving back here where the air is clean and the ground's not shaking.
Oh, yeah. Well, where's Matt? I know that Al is just dying to see him again. Yeah, Matt's real excited, too. Well, gee, Matt, look at you. You look great. You sure turned out to be a handsome young man, didn't he, Al?
Oh, yeah, he's regular Fabio.
Al.
I just love that outfit. Isn't that a great look for her, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Hubba hubba.
Matt.
Well, I see that Matt and Al have a lot of catching up to do, so why don't we go out to the kitchen and have ourselves some eggnog,
all
huh?
All right.
Come on.
Come on. Wow, he's cute. You know, if Al doesn't want him, I'll take him.
Oh, yeah, there's a shock. A pair of pants shows up and your radar kicks in.
Now, there she is. The finest example of arboreal coniferous flora on the entire lot. That's Latin for a totally bodacious tree.
I wish I could get a tree like that for my mom. How much is it?
Well, it's kind of expensive. It's $60.
Jeez, I don't have that much. Thanks anyways.
Hey, hold on there, pal. If you really like that tree, maybe I can help you out.
Sorry, but I'm not allowed to accept charity.
Hey, I'm not talking about charity. I'm a businessman. Would you like a job?
Really? You'd give me a job?
Hey, I'm not giving you a job. First, you have to pass a qualifying exam. What's your name?
Jimmy.
Good, I was looking for a Jimmy. You got the job.
So, we having fun yet?
Oh, yeah, make me feel like dancing.
Man, it's cold.
That's because we have something out here that you surfer boys only read about. See, it's called winter.
I wasn't talking about the weather. I was talking about your personality.
Oh, a sense of humor. That could come in handy with a face like yours. Your turn.
Forget it. I don't want to trade shots with you anymore.
Look, Matt, I'm sorry. Look, I don't know why I'm getting on your case. I mean, you seem like a nice enough guy. I really don't like being fixed up.
Yeah, me neither. I guess I shouldn't take it out on you.
Look, I've got an idea. Why don't we just split up, okay? Look, you can go to your little ballet thingy, and I'll just come pick you up when it's over.
Do I look like the kind of guy who goes to the ballet?
I don't know. Last time I saw you, you ate soap. How do I know what you're into?
What are you gonna do?
Probably go ice skating.
Ice skating? I love ice skating. I'm on the hockey team back home.
You're kidding. You like hockey?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player?
Oh, easy. Federer.
Oh, I love those Eastern Europeans. Kind of check you in the board and break your head open and never feel bad about it.
I love that.
Okay. Well, let's go ice skating.
Oh, what are we going to do with these tickets?
Excuse me. Merry Christmas.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, hold up. Right. It's getting kind of cold.
Oh, you know, it's not that bad.
Wow, this one's beautiful.
Excuse me, but if I were you, I wouldn't buy that tree.
Why not?
It's a flammable fir. The sap is like kerosene. You turn on a light bulb anywhere near it, and blow!
Maybe we'll look for something a little less combustible.
Good choice. Most of our non-flammable trees are right over there.
Now, I'm going to show you the best Christmas tree on the lot. I got to admit, I was actually thinking of saving this tree for myself, but hey, it's Christmas. And I think, you know, a tree like this should be with a nice, warm, loving family like yourselves.
Can we get this one, Mommy?
Oh, you bet we can. Oh, it's beautiful. I can't believe it's still here.
There's a reason for that, you know.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Did you ever read that Stephen King book, The Tree? You know, the one where an evil tree sucks the life out of every human being that comes near it? Well, this is the guy. Should I have it loaded onto your car?
I don't like that tree, Mommy.
Don't pay attention to him, okay?
It moved, Mommy. It moved. I saw it.
Hey, what are you doing? He's kidding. It's just a stupid tree. Oh, God. George, what is going on? This is the third time I've sold this tree, and every time you've done something to blow it.
Well, I'm kind of saving it for my friend Jimmy over there. He can't afford a tree like this, so I'm letting him work for it.
Look, George, I think it's very sweet and Christmassy that you're saving a tree for the kid, but I'm saving up for a ski trip, and you're taking money out of my pocket.
JT, there's more to life than money. Let me tell you something. When you work for 42 years on an ice cream truck, you learn a few things. Number one, never put your tongue on dry ice. Number two, there's nothing more beautiful in this world than a child filled with joy. I never turned any kids away from my truck, even if they didn't have the money. I gave them the ice cream anyway, just to see the joy on their faces when they chomped into that fudgesicle.
Yeah, and how much money did you save in 42 years?
Not a cent. In fact, I still owe 3 payments on these trousers. But the point is, money can't buy the memories I have of all those kids' faces.
You want to see a happy kid's face? Watch me when I make enough money to go on that ski trip.
Lighten up, JT. Where's your Christmas spirit? Hey, you, get away from that tree.
Hey, hands off. No.
We're starving.
Yeah, can't we just have one egg?
No, nobody eats till Carol gets back from the bakery. Why don't you guys go out there and see if anybody wants something to drink, huh? You know, get in the Christmas spirit. Make yourself youthful. Ho, ho, ho. Come on, go.
Come on, let's go get the firewood.
Yeah, hey, want another leg?
Yeah, I'm starving.
Oh, God, she'll never know.
Whoa. So, Frank, isn't that your car?
Oh, yeah. Al and Matt must be home.
Why are you motorbike?
I don't know. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Think you're doing
you know,
in there?
We weren't doing anything.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, no, Frank, take it easy.
Yeah, we were just sucking a little face.
Sucking a little face?
Frank, that's just an expression the kids in California use.
Well, maybe in California it's okay to suck face, but here in Wisconsin we do not suck.
Hey, now, wait a second. For all you know, Al started it.
Oh. No, wait one minute.
Dad, come on.
Now, you just let me handle this, okay?
Frank, they are teenagers. It is what they do.
Well, maybe that attitude is just fine. Yeah, well, it's a good idea.
Matt, go get your mom. Hello, we're going back to the motel.
Dad.
Here you go. Best tree on the lot.
Huh?
$60 and it's yours.
I'll take it.
Hey, guys, any chance I could get you to look at a different tree?
Why?
Well, I kind of promised this one to the kid who's been helping me.
Is he gonna pay for it?
No, but I will. Here's the $60.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess it's sold.
I'll give you 65.
70.
80.
90.
100.
You know, you're starting to tick me off.
Hey, guys, I hope you're not fighting over this tree, because I already sold it.
You did?
What? Yeah, yep. Here's $100. Mr. Parker, why don't you go show them that tree over there? It's a lot better than this one.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Lambert. Oh, and by the way, while we're talking, are you happy with your long-distance carrier?
Oh, man, you sold a tree. How am I going to tell Jimmy?
Well, you don't have to. It's for him. I'm buying Jimmy the tree.
What? Hey, I thought you needed the money for the ski trip.
Oh, yeah, I thought about what you said. I mean, you're right. I can go skiing anytime, and every time Jimmy sees this tree, his face just lights up.
Makes you kind of gooey inside, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You know, JT, it's a good thing you're not standing under any mistletoe where I'd have to kiss you.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Ah, what the heck?
Oh!
Hey, George, it's 6 o'clock. Do we get the tree?
Absolutely. You earned it.
Merry Christmas, Jimmy.
Merry Christmas.
Thinks he can play kissy face with my daughter, huh?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey, oh, Frank, don't you just love the holiday spirit? Where are the Crawfords?
I kicked them out.
What?
Yeah, that kid's a pervert, and I don't want him hanging around my daughter.
A pervert? What are you talking about?
Carol, I caught them kissing in the car.
And?
Well, it was more than just kissing. They were face-sucking.
Let me get this straight. You caught Al and Matt making out. So you threw your friend and his family out of our house on Christmas Eve?
Well, sure, when you twist the facts all around like that, it sounds terrible.
Frank, it is perfectly normal for a 16-year-old girl to be kissing a boy.
I know that, honey, I know that, but when I saw my own daughter doing it, I just went kind of crazy. And then when he called it sucking face, it sounded so dirty.
Well, where did the Crawfords go?
They went down to the Easy Drive Motel to have Christmas Eve dinner, and Al went with them. Oh, boy, I really screwed things up. What am I going to do?
Well, first, you're going down to the motel, and you're going to find the Crawfords. And then you're going to beg for their forgiveness and tell them you're an idiot.
Well, what about Al?
Just beg for her forgiveness. She already knows you're an idiot.
Excuse me, miss. Is the turkey dinner good here?
It's all you can eat for $1.99. What do you think?
Hi, guys.
Frank.
Listen, I'm really sorry about what happened back at the house. I owe everybody an apology.
Well, I guess you weren't alone, buddy. I didn't do much to help the situation myself.
Dad, I just want you to know something, sir.
Yeah.
I really wasn't trying to put the moves on Al.
Yeah, Dad. I mean, we were just talking, and then he kind of kissed me, and then I kind of kissed him back. And we just kind of kept kissing. And then the window started falling.
Hey. I was there, I remember. But listen, I want you all to come back to the house and have a real Christmas dinner, okay? I mean, nobody should have to spend Christmas Eve in a dump like this.
Save it. We'll use it in the soup tomorrow.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing.